Vice President Kamala Harris is wrapping up a five-day trip to France that included a visit to a COVID-19 research lab and a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. It was Harris's first trip to Europe as vice president and an opportunity to rebuild ties with France after the U.S. announced a surprise deal with Australia to build nuclear submarines. The agreement, which also included the United Kingdom, meant France lost a big submarine contract of its own. Harris says she is focused on the future of the relationship with France, not the past fight. Here she is speaking to reporters earlier this morning in Paris.
We talked about what we have as also a perspective on alliances and the strength of alliances and the importance of paying attention to those relationships and understanding the strength of them, but also the fragility of them, meaning we can't take relationships for granted.
Let's bring in NPR's Asma Khalid, who is traveling with the vice president in Paris. Hi, Asma.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. We'll talk about rebuilding trust after that submarine deal in a moment, but inflation and the supply chain were top of mind during the vice president's trip. What did she say about the Biden administration's plan to fix those problems?
Well, I should say, you know, those are clearly huge priorities domestically right now, but they weren't really, you know, sort of substantive parts of the conversations that the vice president was having in some of these conversations with the French leadership. She did address the issue, she said, of supply chains with the French. But to your point, she was asked about inflation today. It's just been a huge domestic concern. And she acknowledged that prices rising are a big concern to the administration. And she pointed specifically to the work that the Biden-Harris administration has done to try to expand and extend the hours for the Port of Long Beach and the Port of Los Angeles and allow more container ships to come in. But to your point, I mean, this is something, Jane, that I had been hearing about from voters for months and months and months, concerns about rising prices, specifically groceries, gasoline, the cost of meat. And whenever the White House was asked about it, you know, we reporters would often be told that this is a short-term problem, that it's transitory. And as it's persisted, it feels like the administration has needed to take on the concerns around inflation more directly. I mean, these are very real concerns. They're not dissipating. And politically, it's becoming just more of a concern for folks.
Well, back to that nuclear submarine deal for a moment and the major diplomatic crisis that followed. Remind us briefly what led to this and how the U.S. is now trying to rebuild trust with France.
Yes. So the issue here is that the United States, along with the United Kingdom, brokered a deal with the Australians for nuclear submarine technology. The issue here was that the French had planned to have an alternative contract of their own. They felt that by the United States conducting and going forward with this deal, it undercut the French. My understanding is, you know, they say they were not notified of this until the last minute. The French referred to this entire exchange as a betrayal, and they were particularly hurt because they feel like the United States saw France as its oldest ally. And how could this be the case from one of its oldest allies? I would say the substance of this trip, Kamala Harris was asked if she, you know, spoke at all about this deal. She says she did not. She says she didn't come here to talk about that. She did not come here. I believe she was asked specifically to repair that relationship. And she said that that was not the substance of what she was focused on. She was focused on a whole bunch of other issues. And then she listed what those were: cybersecurity, space, regional security, the global supply chain, global health. Those were her priorities. The president, President Biden himself, met with French President Emmanuel Macron less than 2 weeks ago on the sidelines of the G20. And at that point, President Biden acknowledged that the way the United States had handled this all was, quote, clumsy. At this point, it feels like the vice president's trip was meant more to focus on moving forward with this relationship rather than looking backwards at that deal.
In the half minute we have left here, Asma, this trip was really an opportunity for Harris to establish herself on the world stage. How was she received in France, and what's the perception of this trip at home?
The perception at home is hard for me to interpret because I've been with her this entire time. But here in France, I will say that this is the first time that Vice President Harris has been on a world stage with a large gathering of world leaders. And it's an opportunity for her to gain that experience, but also for many of those world leaders to see her. There is a lot of curiosity when she stepped foot on stage yesterday at a forum. A gaggle of photographers immediately turned their cameras to just take photos of her. People do not know her that much in the international community, and they're curious to know who she is.
NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid. Asma, thank you.
My pleasure.